And the whole damn place goes crazy twice. And it's once for the devil and it's once for Christ. By the bus, these dizzy heights were busted in the blinding lights of closing time.
Well, hello and welcome to the Earshot 20. It's the top 20 records as played by the campus community radio sector all across this great wide vast country of Canada for the last week, ending on July 10th. I'm Aaron Levy. This show is coming to you recorded from unceded traditional Stolo territory in Abbotsford, BC, by CIVL 1017 at the University of the Fraser Valley in Abbotsford, and broadcasting on whatever traditional Indigenous territory is in your community, and stations all across the country through the Campus Community Radio Network and the Community Radio Exchange, thanks to the NCRA. We're going to jump right into the top 20 this week with an artist that's been off the top 20 for a little while, but not only are they back now, they are also, you guessed it, bad now. This is Nap Eyes, and this song is I'm Bad. It could be the title track, not quite, from I'm Bad Now. Number 20 on the Earshot charts.
Disappointment haunts everyone, but if it's you worst of all, oh, yet you used to bury the sea, and you would watch it. But you try to mean it though, but nothing gets past you now, 'cause you always see it come. Said it moves even slower than you, which is amazing, 'cause you're so dumb. I tried to talk to you and call you wrong, but you'd get angry and you would suck your teeth at me. Don't want no answers when you got no questions. If it's you worst of all, to mean it though, amazing because you're so dumb.
On the Earshot charts this week is someone you'll be familiar with. Her name is Nico Case, a Texan who's played with a Canadian band called The New Pornographers for a long, 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 long time. She's got a host of solo material, and Hell On is her most recent. Callum brought us a preview of this record on Anti about a couple months ago, and I'm going to give you this song, which is actually in collaboration with Mark Lanegan, former of Screaming Trees. He played on a number of the Queens of the Stone Age records. This one is called Curse of the I-5 Corridor. And let Nico Case and Mark Lanegan tell you all about that curse at number 19 on the Earshot 20.
I waited too long to write this down. The startling sensation is fading. The sweet, sweet burn of the first drink of the night underage. Knowing that you're gonna get away with it. You were a good man before you knew it. And I'm not vain enough to think that I'd have been good for you if I'd stay. In the current of your life, I was an eyelash in the shipping lanes. And now I'm so scared about mystery. I fear I smell extinction in the folds of this Novocaine age coming on. I miss the smell of mystery. Reverb leaking out of tavern doors and not knowing how the sounds were made. So I left home and faked my ID. I fucked every man that I wanted to be. I was so stupid then. Why should mystery give its life to me? Baby, I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go home alone tonight. Maybe I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go home alone tonight. Those 30 garbage miles making wet cigarette butts and used tires. To be poor is the anchor that makes us so sure. Your sandy voice across my brow, you haven't aged a day. Is it because you took a shortcut that makes people say you're crazy? Is it true? You're a time traveler, you. Is it true? I've seen crazy too. Well, can it be a comfort between us? Because I never want to know for sure. Baby, I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go home alone tonight. Baby, I'm afraid, but it's not your fault.
town where excitement is a yellow curb. My dream awake leaps through my window from the highway. You turn my head and set the brake too late. Lisa T is a metric tons. The crash comes, comes, comes. It pulls down my public face. Behind the reservoir of collarbone. Not that we would ever get away with it.
In Victoria at they're basically their city square downtown last year with Blessed in the summer. It's Lie. They also played with Blessed at Sled Island in Calgary this past summer. They sit currently at number 18 on the Earshot charts, up from 40, a big jump with their record Hounds on Mint Records. This is Country Boys from Lie on the Earshot 20, number 18.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Lee. No shortage of country boys in Abbotsford, where I am. But I digress, of course. Our next record is a re-entry to the charts as a whole. They re-enter into the number 17 spot. So they've jumped over 33 spots this week just to join us in the Earshot 20 with their album Scout. It's on Royal Mountain. It is not the highest ranking Royal Mountain record on these charts this week. It's actually the third, if I'm not mistaken. It's called Scout by Calpurnia. And this song here is called Waves, not the band, but the song Waves by Calpurnia on Scout, number 17 on the Earshot 20.
To see and watch the waves go by.
this year and produced by Rennie Wilson. The record from Anemone, Baby Only You and I, features three songs, one called Bout de Toi, one called Party Theme Bout de Toi Remix, and another called Bout de Toi Dub Remix number 4. So of those three tracks, which do you think I'm giving you? It's Bout de Toi Remix number 4. From Anemone on the record, Baby, Only You and I. This sits at currently number 16 on the Earshot charts, just out of the top 20 last week at 21, up 5 this week on Luminel Records. It's Bout de Toi Remix, Dub Remix number 4 on the Earshot 20. Swans is a project from Matthew Swan with two N's going back to 2012. This record was actually, Strange Prison was partially produced by one Dan Mangan, who, of course, himself a very successful singer-songwriter in his own right, specifically here in BC. This song from Strange Prison, the Astral Swans record, is What Are You Gonna Do With Yourself? On the Earshot 20, this is number 15, up a big 21 spots from 36 last week on Saved by Vinyl. Favorite of Dave Del Rizzo from CFUZ in Peach City Penticton Radio up in the BC's Okanagan there. But Parquet Courts has their new record out. They've been sitting on the charts for a bit. They were out of it. They're back in, a re-entry at 14 with Wide Awake on Rough Trade. This one's Before the Water Gets Too High. And yeah, I'd agree. That's a good time you want to wake up, not when it's still, or not, yeah, not when, not after it's gotten too high. Goodbye.
Seldom have I ever questioned the end. Still I grow frost when I'm reminded. You
change? Which hands get to turn the final page? In whose throat belongs the swan song? Crisis warning, denial change. State TV helps the public explain. Broadcast beamed into the dry terrain. Images of drenched survival, without hope but soaked with pain. Consequences of reality felt, all conditions of humanity built. On the bridges, tent villages, waiting for the state to help. Glass barely bends before it cracks.
Was that kind of Ty Segall-y to anybody, or was it just me? Okay, this next record has been consistently on the charts. It's up from 15 to 13, and I've been getting away without trying to pronounce the name of the record because it will be embarrassing. But I'm going to try it anyway because I'm going to have to pronounce the coming up record anyway. So it's on Dare to Care Records. It's from Cor de Perret, and it's En Cas de Tempête, Ce Jardin Sera Ferme. Or maybe Fermé. I didn't pronounce it properly. Je veux rentrer is the song, and it's probably Renter. I don't know. It's number 13 on the Earshot 20. Cour de Pirette is really good. Enjoy this song, please.
Si ma contrôle bien mon corps et le rythme du soir nous perce dans le noir et le son s'éteint doucement alors que je ne vois plus danser le temps. La chaleur de nos étreintes devient suffocante. J'en viens à me plaindre. Et tes mouvements saccadés raidissent mon cœur qui tente de faim. ventre devient la piste d'une danse butoir de perte motrice. Quand il me demande pardon, dans son étreinte, je reprends tous les risques. À la chaleur de notre violence, cette douleur intense qui toujours persiste. Et je garde notre secret qui ronge mon âme, qui quand tu es en moi. Mais le doute se forme en prison, car je suis censé t'aimer. Mais ce que je sais, c'est que je veux rentrer. Mais ce que je sais, c'est que je veux rentrer. Mais ce que je sais, c'est que je veux rentrer.
By the stories of his ancestors and the elders in his community, Jeremy Dutcher is making great waves now. He's just been announced as a shortlisted Polaris Music Prize recording artist. And he's up from 20 to 12 this week now, not because of the announcement. The announcement came out today. So the announcement will have come out on the 17th, and these charts are as of the 11th. So that didn't play in, but I expect we'll very quickly in 2 weeks see Jeremy Dutcher way, way up on those charts, and maybe he already will be for the coming week. It's a self-released record. It's called Walastokiak Lintuakanawa, and I've been trying to pronounce that better and better every week. The name of the song, I'm going to give you actually the intro song, the first song on this record. It's called Mesinut, and that means death chant. So that's how he opens this record. And it's number 12, up from 20, on the Earshot 20, Jeremy Dutcher.
Yani Gwedona
Yeah, CIVL's music director Audrey McDonald and I, we both put Jeremy Dutcher as our odds-on favorite to win the Polaris Prize this year. But perhaps you have different ideas. Dusted is a former number one here on the Earshot charts. He's down to number 11. So, yes, it goes down to 11 with Brian Borchard. This song is 504. Interestingly enough, that is the number of minutes worth of advertising a campus and community radio station can play in any given week.
Hey, it's been a good run. 500 miles to your door. Hey, it's not so simple. Exactly 504. I'd easily drive 500 more. Hey,
As we enter the top 10 every week on the Earshot 20, we check in with Exclaim. It's Canada's music authority, and they give us the wonderful Callum Slingerland every week to count down the top news stories and give you an Exclaim pick of the week. But Callum, this week, the stories, they're kind of out of control. And story number one, I mean, you know, many of us may know about Max Martin's former band, It's Alive, and some of us even know about James Murphy from LCD Sound System's former band, Speed King. But this one's intense. It's Ben Stiller's old band.
Ben Stiller, yes, a shock to some. He was the drummer in a New York punk band named Capital Punishment at one point in his life, and their lone album titled Roadkill is being reissued through Captured Tracks. Its initial release was back in 1982. Stiller has made mention of the reissue back in 2015, telling Howard Stern at the time that the band was, quote, ridiculously weird, adding that their sound was influenced by, quote, a lot of Bowie and Eno. You can hear a track from the LP at exclaim.ca if you're wondering what he sounds like behind the skins.
And another, I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but Pearl Jam, you'll remember that Eddie Vedder was actually tributing Gord Downie when the Tragically Hip played their final show, but now more Pearl Jam members getting in on the Tragically Hip fun.
A neat one recently came from Pearl Jam bassist Jeff Ament during a show in Barcelona, where he reportedly saw a fan in the front row at the venue sporting a black T-shirt with the words Gord Effing Downie written on it. At his request, he asked the fan to swap shirts, where he then wore it for the rest of an encore. You can head to exclaim.ca to see the tribute tee and watch Pearl Jam play their song Come Back in memory of Gord.
And another Seattle, Canada connection with our next story.
Very cool story coming out of the nation's capital. Foo Fighters recently rolled through Ottawa as part of the city's annual Blues Fest, which also marked their first time in the city in over a decade. So this was a pretty big event, as you can imagine. A fan tweeted that she would be busking in the downtown playing Foo Fighters songs ahead of the big show that night, and she was set up downtown with a big sign that said, "Dave Grohl, please notice me." Much to her surprise, Grohl